everyone. I'm Dr. Terry, and this is the Love Doctor program on Empower Radio, the show that gives you the facts about relationships and love. Now, I've been helping individuals and couples improve their relationships for the past 30 years, and today I'm here to give you science-based strategies for your relationships and those of your children. Welcome, welcome, everyone. It's Dr. Terry. Thanks so much for joining me today. I appreciate you. Now, I know that many of you listeners are single, and you've been trying to meet that someone special using online dating sites and dating apps. But it's true, they can be challenging and so frustrating. Many people on the apps aren't serious, and then you end up just wasting your time. So today, we're talking about a new dating app called Cove, C-O-V-E, that gamifies the experience in a way that empowers women who want to make or find a better way to meet reliable men online. I have two guests with me today. Charles Messau is founder and CEO of Cove. He has been in telecom and the internet space for over 20 years. He was formerly also the director of marketing for BlackBerry in Latin America. And I've also invited Michelle G to be with us today. She is a certified matchmaker, best-selling author, and relationship coach. Michelle is passionate about helping professional singles remove the obstacles that prevent success in love and finding a meaningful relationship. Now, you know that Michelle has been with me before on the program, and I know you love her and you love her advice. To learn more about Cove, you can go to meetinthecove.com. And if you want to connect with Michelle G, you can also go to her website at michelleg.com. So welcome to the program, Charles and Michelle. It's a pleasure to have both of you with us today.
Thanks for having us, having me again, Terry. I'm excited to be here.
Absolutely, Michelle, and you too, Charles.
Pleasure. Thank you for the invitation.
Absolutely. So, Charles, let's start with Cove and learning a little bit more about the dating app. First, what inspired you to develop Cove, and what makes it different from all of the other options out there online?
Yeah, I think the landscape is quite chaotic. I don't think there's somebody, a lot of people better than Michelle to speak to that. I think that things evolve like pretty rapidly in this day and age. And, you know, it's hard to identify a demarcation point when things, you know, sort of get to a point where people just say, well, wait, this is the new normal. It's kind of like it's very much like a jungle. It's pretty chaotic. And we feel that there's a large segment of the population that still believes that it's not necessarily normal for them that you meet a stranger on the internet and that somebody asks for your phone number, or they immediately think that you should go out and meet in person, or even more extreme, that there's a proposition of intimacy right off the bat. So we just kind of like took that as our core, and then we thought that we addressed those, I think, key concerns that a lot of people have with regards to what the status quo has become for some people, and just said, no. Like, there's an alternate solution here.
And so how does it work? Give us an idea of how it works. I'm a single female. I want to meet someone. I turn to Cove. What do I do?
Sure. Like, in the chaos of what we think is a lot of online dating right now, and we think that, you know, there's a lot of things in society right now that are contributing towards, I don't want to be too dramatic, but a bit of like the instability in relationships. We're not saying that the mainstream dating apps are necessarily the cause of it, but possibly propagating that sort of behavior. So we just kind of said, okay, what are the things that are lacking for a lot of people who are genuinely like turned off by the alternatives in the marketplace today? One is the fact that it's obviously time consuming, that it's like there's like a lack of depth once there's actually like a match or a communication or a contact in these platforms or in these apps. And then there's a lack of engagement by people who are probably most likely to be overwhelmed in these environments. So what we did is we said, okay, let's, once we have people connect in the Cove, we force or we guide the match to go through a process of more deep, meaningful conversation. So essentially a guy can invite a woman into the Cove, and then the communication's got to evolve from text to audio to video within 10 days or that match disappears. So at the core of it, it's like, do you really know somebody from a picture, a couple picture profiles and text messaging? No, not really. So we're basically guiding a match into a more enhanced or deeper meaningful communication, so you have a better idea of the other person's personality to see if you've got a basis for meeting offline.
How do you do that, by the way? So you're saying that Cove gives to people more dialogue, more depth, more intimacy, or asking questions. How do you force that, or what motivates them to do those kinds of questions?
I feel like the word force was the wrong choice of words, because it's more guide.
I like that, right? It's not force. They want to do that, right?
Yeah, we don't want a conversation to stagnate in text. There's a lot of our product was inspired by surveys and data that we're able to get our hands on, a lot of common sense, and then personal experience. And so, you know, a lot of the connections, if the conversation remains in a text environment, is it's really hard to progress and get deeper, right? Because you're just saying, you know, where are you from? How was your day? And like, you don't really get a sense of the person's personality. So when we have a match, we basically give that match 7 text messages within our ecosystem. And then we guide that to the next level. So there's 3 innovative levels that a match goes through to get through the Cove. And then to get through level 1, which is text, 2 people have to agree that, okay, well, there's a premise here for us to move to level 2. And then at level 2, it unlocks the audio component on here, so you can actually hear the other person's voice. And then there's a couple audio messages that get exchanged. And then there's got to be a mutual agree so that they go to level 3. And level 3 has a video component, so you actually know that you're talking to the person that you see in the profile, because catfishing is real in online dating. And then you can actually get a better sense of personality and mannerisms and all that stuff. So it's kind of a process. It's not that's not something that is meant to fast track, but we're also respecting the premium of everybody's time and attention, and the fact that we're living in 2018 and all those things matter. So we want depth, but we want to accelerate that depth and meaning, so that people can build a foundation that's probably a little bit more substantial than what they have before they meet offline.
I like that, Charles. So there are 3 levels. The first level is a text where you give questions that provide some depth and bonding. Then you go to audio, and then you go to video. Love it. And I like the levels of intimacy and chatting and dialogue. Now, before we hear more about Cove, let's talk to Michelle a little bit. Michelle, let's take a step back for a minute. We've heard a little bit about Cove, and we want to hear more. But imagine I'm a single woman who's listening to this program. Why should I turn to any dating app to find love? I mean, do dating apps and online dating sites really work?
Well, you know, something that's really important is first to understand the difference between a dating app and a dating site. So, I mean, a dating app and a dating site, most online dating sites do offer an app version. It could be free, or it could be in addition to a membership. And it all comes down to something really important, which is, how is it that you're branding yourself to be successful for online dating? I think in this era, in this modern dating landscape, we forget that we are now putting ourselves out there. We're using the internet to really showcase our lifestyle, our interests, showcase our personality. And the question is, what does your quote-unquote brand say about you? What's your personal brand? What are you showcasing, and what is it representative of who you really are? So it's Does it work? Of course it works. Online dating sites and online dating apps do work. It's all about you get what you pay for. You get what you invest in. You know, if you take time and create a great profile that really is speaking to the type of person or the type of partner that you're looking for, then absolutely. Is it going to happen overnight? No, because the truth is that there is a process, but that's why I feel COVID is such a great refreshment to dating app culture, if you will, because it's really trying to avoid and minimize how long people stay on messaging or how much ghosting happens or how much curving. I mean, there are so many different terms for the behavior that happens when you're online dating. So this is really a great opportunity to be able to kind of take a step back and say, okay, am I really interested in this person? And if I'm not, you know, the app itself will give you that time, or you can go ahead and cut communications beforehand.
I like that. And who do you think, Michelle, would be into Cove? Any age group? Does it matter if I'm 25 or 65?
You know, from what I've known from the app and just from speaking to some of the people who have actually been on the app, I've referred some of my clients, I've referred some of other people that I've spoken to the app. I would say that, and Charles can chime in here, I would say that if you're within the ages of 25 to about 55, it's a good app for you. I feel like there's a broad spectrum, but Charles can really chime in on this one. I don't want to speak out of just assuming based on my experiences with my clients.
Yeah, Charles, what do you think? Who would be into Cove and who would be into Cove? And does age matter?
Well, let me like reverse engineer that question and just start from your second question. Who wouldn't be into Cove? Somebody that wants to shortcut the system, somebody that's into random hookups, somebody that doesn't kind of respect the process of getting to know somebody at least and making a minimal effort to build this foundation of some trust or chemistry or compatibility by going through our three levels. So that's who wouldn't be into it.
Yeah, and I think we should stop there, Charles, for just a second, sure. Because I think that's an important point, that because you have these three levels, because you are really encouraging people to have this dialogue for a deeper connection, if you're not serious, if you are only superficial, you're not going to want to go through this. And so you wouldn't be interested in Cove. So what that says is that people who are serious and who want something special, Cove is really a good dating app, right?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, but I'd love to preface this by saying it's not from any like moral superiority standpoint here. It's just like saying, well, we understand that the whole marketplace is a little chaotic, but we also believe that there's people that want a little more and that are actually insulted or offended by the presumptions that people make once they match with somebody. So it's just kind of like saying, come on, everybody, like, respect the process a little bit here, put in a little time, put in a little effort. And we kind of guide people through those steps, I guess you could say. But you know, I want to make this stand out that it's not like we're saying that anybody that wants to have the alternative, that's not necessarily bad. It's just not like what we represent.
Right. Good point. Absolutely. Good point. So then who would be into Cove and especially regarding age?
Right. So we are basically a couple, we're 2 months into our soft launch, and then we are, 3 months into our soft launch, and then like a week into our hard launch. And what we're focusing on right now is 20 to 40, but it's just, you know, it's a startup business strategy thing. It's just kind of like we have to pick a segment of the population and then basically say, okay, here's who we're kind of targeting our message to at the beginning. But the overall kind of, you know, the overall philosophy of what we're doing, I think, is applicable in all ages, because mm-hmm. at the end of the day, this is about building a foundation of some trust, some chemistry. Mm-hmm. That's a little deeper than, like, we're basically guiding a deeper conversation before taking the time to meet somebody offline. And so I think that's applicable to people of all ages. It's just that our go-to-market strategy in the spirit of transparency is something that we're focusing in like the 20 to 40 in core markets in the U.S. and then in core markets in Canada too, out of the gate. But I, mm-hmm. you know, it's all a process of building this thing out.
And now the app, Cove, empowers women, correct? It allows women to really make the decisions?
Yeah, I mean, so we've got, there's a lot of interesting literature that I digested and absorbed in the creation of this app. And we also have a guy who's on our advisory board. His name is David Buss. And he...
David very well, actually.
Oh, wow. Like, that's unbelievable. Like, it's a small world, or maybe not.
Yeah, it's a small world. He was at the University of Michigan, and so I'm there as well. So I know David before he went to UT Austin. That's funny. So keep going. Sorry.
That book, honestly, Terry, blew my mind, The Evolution of Desire. Like, it really did. I think that I'm not trying to plug his work, but if anybody's just interested in why we think the way we think and get a better understanding of the male mind and the female mind, I think that it's incredible read. Anyway, I'm quite influenced by evolutionary history, and I'm quite influenced by modern, reality. And so, yes, there is a little bit of empowerment on the women's side on the app, because from an evolutionary standpoint, women are nature's gatekeepers. They're the ones who decide. Sperm is cheap, eggs are precious, all that stuff. And
I love how you describe that.
And data doesn't lie.
Listeners, hear what Charles just said. I love it. Keep going.
The thing is that data also doesn't lie, based on, you know, the stuff that everybody can see from other dating apps, that, you know, something might be inconvenient for people to recognize. It doesn't change the fact that it's a fact. So the bottlenecks happen on dating apps more from women who don't engage, because they're overwhelmed by opportunities. So this kind of like tries to rebalance already imbalanced marketplace.
And if I'm a single woman, what kind of member perks do I actually get that are different from single men?
Yeah, it's really just like perks for overall loyalty on the platform. So there's no other dating app, and we've done a pretty comprehensive competitive analysis. At least today, there's no other dating app that offers loyalty perks from the standpoint of just overall use of the app, referral of friends who might be a good fit for this members only platform, because it is members only. And I think that's something we haven't mentioned yet that is worthwhile noting, because when we incorporate the whole idea of membership perks, we have to kind of make sure that we know who is who, and that requires a vetting process, that requires a verification process. And so when you have a verification and a vetting process, you have to draw a line in the sand. And just because we're new, we're saying, okay, it's members only, and therefore we're basing it off for guys' LinkedIn and Instagram engagement. And for women,
so you verify only the guys, or both the guys
both
and the
guys? Guys and girls. Yeah. Okay. And so what happens is that if women refer other women or guys on the platform, then they just accrue points on the platform. For overall use of the app, it's points. And these points can be converted to, we've linked into automatic gift certificates with Starbucks, with Uber, with Amazon. And it's a very kind of interesting and potentially for some controversial model. But at the end of the day, it's like everybody's time is at a premium right now, and there's a lot of distractions, and we're saying, hey, we understand you've got a lot of options, but please go down these paths and explore, because you have no idea where you might have chemistry with somebody. So like our actually name Cove comes from the CEO from Cove comes from conversation, and the VE comes from love. And you just cannot have conversation. You can't have love until you actually have conversation to determine if you have chemistry. And we feel that today people just aren't talking because of the chaotic sort of marketplace that these dating apps actually propagate.
So if I had to recap, Charles, I would say that one, you are promoting or motivating people to talk and to have deeper conversations. Cove also then verifies people to make sure they are who they say they are. And also that Cove donates or provides some incentives, not only for referring people, but to be active on the dating app. And that goes to favorite charities, but also you said something about, you know, incentives. If I refer somebody, I get a Starbucks card as well. So what you're really doing is providing incentives and motivating people to connect on a deeper level. And I like all of that. So Michelle, let's go back to you and knowing all the perks of Cove and knowing that men and women between the ages right now of 20 to 40 are going on this dating app. You know, what's the feedback that you've been getting from some of your clients once you refer them? Or what do you think people are experiencing on Cove?
Well, in the early 2018, I myself, along with a couple of other dating experts, we predicted that there was going to be more apps that came out with verification because, you know, there's just we're in a culture, in a dating culture where there's a lot of, unfortunately, people who use these applications and use these dating sites not for good. And so we anticipated that, you know, there was going to be dating apps or new ways to be able to verify people. And I think that's the biggest feedback that I've gotten is the fact that there is a verification process. There is a process and you don't just, you know, get accepted immediately. You know, it does feel like, okay, the application, the people behind it really do care about who it is that I'm going to meet and I'm not just going to meet anyone. And I think in a society where we have, I mean, there are dating apps all the way from if you love beards to if you love yoga, all the way to if you love, you know, enjoy a particular type of sport or put it politically affiliate yourself with one left or right. Either way, I mean, there are dating sites for that. So the fact is that what I've heard and what I think people get the most out of it is that verification, that ability to be able to really be able to say, all right, I know that this person's been verified through different channels, and now I'm able to connect with someone who has the same relationship goal as I do.
Mm-hmm. And I agree with you. I talk to single men and women all the time, as you know, Michelle, as well. And the number one thing they ask me, too, is how do I know if someone is serious online or is serious on a dating app? How do I know the red flags that this is really somebody who's real? So verification and this verification process that Cove provides is so very important. We only have a few minutes left. Michelle, tell me a strategy, a tip that you can give single men and women out there to think about, to know, to understand before they use Cove.
You know, something that's really important is to spend a little bit of time really thinking through what it is that you're looking for in someone. You know, think of it like, for example, when someone goes to a shoe store or you're looking to buy a new pair of shoes, you know that you want a heel-toe pump, you know, with a 4-inch heel, and it's got to be black. If we're that specific about the kind of items that we purchase, we need to be that specific about the type of partner that we want to attract. So spend a little bit of time of really figuring out who's the person that I want to attract, you know, what kind of interests do they have, you know, who are they, what values do they have? Because I think that a lot of people go into online dating without really knowing what it is that they're looking for. They just know that they want someone who's kind, honest, and sweet, and loyal, and financially stable. There's got to be more to that, because if not, you're going to get lost in a crowd of many people who share those same values.
I love it. What a great piece of advice. Thank you so much. Know who you need and want. What are the qualities that you want or need in a partner before you go to Cove? So thank you so much for joining me today, Charles. What a wonderful new dating app called Cove. And Michelle G, thank you also for joining me today. What a pleasure talking to both of you.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you very much.
And listeners, if you're interested in learning more about COVE, C-O-V-E, please go to the website meetinthecove.com. You also can connect on Facebook and Twitter at Meet in the Cove. And if you want to connect or learn more about Michelle G, her website is michellegee.com. She's also on Twitter at Ask Michelle G, and on Instagram at Ms. M.S. Michelle G. As always, thanks for listening. I appreciate you. I'm Dr. Terry, and this is the Love Doctor program on Empower Radio. I'm here to help your relationships be the best they can be. My personal website is Dr. Terry, theLoveDoctor.com, where I provide you with science-based relationship advice that's easy to understand and include in your life. So listeners, until next time, here's to your healthy, happy relationships.